The Brad Sesmat Show, broadcasting live.
Thanks for being with us. It is a big week here in the Valley and in Las Vegas. We have numerous angles that we will be getting into on the site at sports360az.com, on our television platforms, AZ Family Sports and Cox. Man, there's just a lot going on. Opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. As always, that is Desert Financial Credit Union. We do appreciate their support. We are going to bring you something a little different on this show, this episode. And that is, I went to the Purdy's household and sat with them, minus Brock, of course, because he's in San Francisco. And with everything that we've done through the years around Brock Purdy, from all the way back at Perry High School, the story just gets better and better and better. And now he's quarterbacking in the Super Bowl. And I think that many people would like to know things about him that you're not going to see outside of football. And so the Purdy's were nice enough to let me go to their house in Queen Creek. They were nice enough to let me sit with his big sister, Whitney, and little brother Chubba. Chubba joined us via Zoom. He's up at Nevada, Reno now for football. So I chopped it up with the two kids about brother and family. And I think there's a lot there that you can learn about this group. And then the next segment, we're going to bring you Sean and Carrie Purdy, mom and dad together. And so I want you to get an idea of who these parents and siblings are, because I don't think that that has been done. Everything about Mr. Irrelevant has been done over and over and over. And I've seen some of the same faces over and over and over. And I feel like bringing you something different, which is what we like to do here. That's why it's 360. So going to the Purdy household and sitting there around the kitchen counter. For context's sake, I first met Brock at the National Football Foundation Valley, the Sun Chapter Scholar event. I was the MC. Afterwards, he came up. Very humble, had his little tuxedo on, and he asked, what community colleges should I be considering or looking at? And I hugged him. It's not something you ordinarily do, but because he was so humble, and this is a kid that I had watched and said, what's going on here? Well, there was a lot going on behind the scenes. When you get into a paintball war with your buddies on the football team in the spring evaluation period of your junior year, and a cactus gets into your throwing hand, that's not good. When you get mono going into your senior year, that's not good. When you have the first recruiting cycle where there's two periods to sign, this was the first time that December 15th was coming up and there were quarterbacks signing all over the place and Brock Purdy wasn't getting any attention. So fast forward to this Sunday at the Super Bowl where he's the starting quarterback. Not a better story. Just isn't. Peter King had a great note in this week's column about how the front office of the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, actually the Yorks and Kyle Shanahan, were going back and forth whether to use the final draft pick on Brock Purdy or not. Mr. Irrelevant. They could have just signed him as a free agent for 10 grand, but Kyle Shanahan felt as though, well, somebody else is going to get him because we have a lot of quarterbacks here, and he wanted him that badly. Tom Brady, the 49ers looked at going after Tom Brady with Brock's shoulder injury last year, and they decided not to do it. It didn't work out, whatever the reason. So there's all sorts of angles around Brock, but I think the family is what I want you to take away from taking in our content. And we'll do that on the other side. You will meet Whitney Purdy and Chubba Purdy. That is next. I always like to talk to the siblings whenever I get deep into a story. You get deep into the weeds. You sit there and you visit with someone, but it's all those around. It takes a village, right? And so with Brock Purdy's story, it's the big sister, Whitney, who you're about to meet. It's the little brother, Chubba. These three have a chemistry about them that's really special. We start out at the Purdy household with Whitney in person and Chubba via Zoom from his dorm room in Nevada. Your big sister.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to little brothers? How do you handle little brothers on this whole deal,
big sis? It's It's awesome. You know, I've been there since the beginning. I've always said I've been a day one, but yeah. It's so cool to see them like chase their dreams and go after what they love, you know? So I love their hearts and their passion for the game. And honestly, I substitute teach because I want to be there and support them, you know? Yeah. So, I love it. It's amazing.
Big Sister. Tell me about Big Sister Chubba and how she's played a role with you and little brother or big brother too.
Oh man, Whitney's awesome. You know, she, like she said, she substitutes and she gets to travel and be with the family all the time. And we just love having Whitney around. She's always so supportive of me and my brother. Coming to my games, even like when I wasn't playing, like she's still flying out, seeing me, hanging out. We'll make our ice cream runs or go get food together. So she's amazing. And like I said, her support is just the best. So,
what can she do in sports that you can't?
I'm not gonna lie. So we all, like when we were younger, we're trying to be shortstops, and I was not a shortstop. Like I'm just sort of lengthy. It just felt awkward. And Whitney's out there playing short and she's just ripping it and she just looks natural, where me, I was more of a center fielder, left field kind of guy. And so Whitney was just, she was throwing like an MLB kind of guy. Like, it was just awesome watching that.
What can Whitney do that Brock can't when it comes to sports? Can she throw football?
So when we were younger, it's funny you say that. Yeah. Whitney would like go to our Little League games, and after our Little League games, we'd all be taking a knee, and Brock and Whitney would be on the field because the lights were still on, and they'd be throwing each other the ball, and Whitney's hitting it over the fence. And I don't even know if Brock could hit it over the fence at that time. So it was just hilarious seeing that. Whitney's just so natural when it comes to that stuff, just being an all-around athlete, and then also just being able to chuck the football. Like when we were younger, she's on the field or at halftime at our flag games, and she's ripping it down there, so it was awesome.
Like, hold up, I gotta show them what's up on the field.
My understanding, as long as I've gotten to know this family, is Whitney Purdy is the best athlete of the three.
Yes, no doubt.
No doubt?
No doubt.
Your brother's starting at quarterback in the Super Bowl. You're saying she's a better athlete?
Yeah, she's better at everything except snowboarding. I take that.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I hear she slays both of you in fishing.
Yes, that's a funny story as well. Yeah, Whitney caught a huge bass in Florida. And I mean, me and my brother love bass fishing. And when she reeled that thing in, me and Brock were like, can we just hold it?
Well, Brock was like fishing the whole entire time, like trying to catch something, and next thing you know, I pulled out a big hog.
Yeah. Who taught you?
Honestly, myself. They didn't believe I could do it, so like the next thing you know, I'm just like,
oh, wait, Dad's got the fish. Dad's got the fish.
Oh gosh.
Sean's got the fish. This is the fish. Look
there
at this. Look at that.
It's mounted in the man cave, so everybody can see it.
What about like game night? Who's the most competitive of you three?
Oh my gosh, it's Brock.
Brock takes everything so serious.
Yeah, he's so serious, and he'll sometimes make his own rules, and we all get mad at him. But
he makes his own rules. That sounds like he's kind of cheating a little bit.
No, he
just has to be perfect and do it right. So
yeah, he makes all his own rules, and he has to win. Yeah. If not, he gets loud. He'll yell at us, and it's it's funny.
He'll yell for sure.
What is the game? And don't tell me this is Battleship or something. I mean, what's the game?
Code names.
Yeah.
That's been our game. So he loves that game so much. He's very competitive at that. And Sequins. He likes Sequins.
Yeah, Sequins too.
Yeah.
I've always known, like, man, like he's different than, like, his maturity level compared to any other high school kid was just off the charts. Just like every little detail, like you see, and then him holding his teammates accountable in high school, like he was just so mature and everything. And then obviously how he performed in high school and the things he did was just so amazing. And if you turn on the tape and watched it, it was just like, wow, like he is beyond his years. So and then obviously seeing him do his thing in college and then the NFL thing, like I saw his preseason game when he first got in, and I'm like, I just don't expect anything less from Brock. So
how do you two feel for mom and dad going into Las Vegas?
Oh man, I know they're ready. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, being mom and dad. It's like, wow, you know, our son is finally playing in the Super Bowl, you know? So they've raised an awesome boy and they've been the best parents ever. So sorry, I'm not gonna cry, but yeah, they've been awesome. They've been so supportive and we love them. So I feel like there's no better parents, honestly. So
for them to see the rewards next week,
it's gonna be great.
Chuba,
it's gonna be great.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, my mom and dad, since we were little, have always been there for us, supported us. They were always making sure we're doing the right things, just like school and football, and just always taking us around to tournaments and football games, baseball games, softball tournaments. So they were just always there, and they'll drop and come to anything. Like they have work. He's just always ready to roll, him and my mom, because they're in that thing together. So just the support that they have for their three kids, and they always tell us how much they love us, and just the things that they will do for us is just amazing. And just us three as kids, we've looked up to them our whole lives, and we're just so blessed and fortunate to have them. So it's been a really cool thing to see.
Do the three of you talk amongst yourselves about mom and dad and the impact?
Yeah, we definitely do. Like sometimes me, Brock, and Whitney will just be on the phone, just us three, and we'll just talk about it and just how awesome and great they've been to us. And we'll talk about like childhood stories, when we were younger, and just about mom and dad, the funny things that they've done, and just some of their quirkiness that they have, and just it's been so funny. So
you have to go study. Is there anything else you want to add, Chuba?
Just want to say to Brock, if he sees this, just good luck and go ball out and just go do him and just block out that noise.
Basically, we're just excited to see what happens for him, and I just tell him all the time, go play some backyard football, you know. So go do you and enjoy the moment while you can. So
big sister, Whitney. Little brother, Chuba. Good stuff, guys. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Just love visiting with them. And there's so much behind Chuba's story. He's overcome a lot of surgeries. He is now at his third college. Brock has been right in the middle of all of that. We do appreciate the two of them sitting down and chopping it up. On the other side, Sean Purdy, Carrie Purdy, mom and dad. How are they getting ready for Super Bowl this Sunday with Brock Purdy as the starting quarterback for the 49ers? That's next. So through the years getting to know this family, it's mom and dad's turn for you. As we sat down at the kitchen counter and talked about this whole setup for the Super Bowl and their son, Brock, at quarterback for the 49ers, this was earlier. What has this been like for you guys, this journey?
Well, it's an honor and it's a blessing, and it's stressful.
In what way?
Just the fact that you know the work that goes into it, and you just want it to go well for your son. No other reason, right. You know, not for notoriety or any of that stuff. Just knowing that when he was little, and we're watching, you know, so when they're up on the stage and when the confetti went off, I was like, wow, we used to sit and one boy over here and one over here watching that happen. And now I'm standing in front of it, seeing my son up on that stage. And it's amazing.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Brock loves his teammates. He's very blessed to go from a great college teammate and a great coach to these teammates and a great coach. I mean, it's like, seriously, you can't, if you handpicked it, I don't think you could handpick it any better, regardless what number draft pick he was. Mm-hmm. They all love Brock and they stick up for Brock, and he knows they got their back. I just feel like each week has just been exciting. I mean, it's a nail biter. Every week we're like, oh, here we go.
The San Francisco 49ers select. Yeah!
Mr. Irrelevant. Do you like it?
It's part of my story now, you know, in terms of being picked last in the draft, but I look at it like, man, I got drafted. You know, I'm a part of the NFL now on a team. And, man, it's an opportunity for me. And this is all I could ever ask for. It's what I dreamed of. So that's how I look at it.
He's never wavered from anything, being picked last or not being recruited, you know, heavily in the beginning. And he would walk across there and we're like, hey, you know, so-and-so got offered this, so-and-so got offered that. And he'd go, God knows where he wants me, you know, and he'd walk and go right to his room. And so all of that has been the same all the way through. And so that has been the most exciting thing as a father to see that, hey, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay as a husband. He's going to be okay as a dad, a brother, a friend. And because, you know, he's been through a lot and seen a lot. He plays because he loves the game. But he wants to do it for his teammates. Right. He wants to do it for his coaches. He wants to do it for the fans. Mm-hmm. And I remember at Perry, he would always say after the game, he was like, Dad, how was it in the stands? Were they going crazy?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to gift that to them.
What will Super Bowl week be like for you two?
Crazy, exciting, emotional. I mean, I'm ready for it all. I mean, we're there. We made it this far, or we, Brock, the teammate, you know, 49ers. But I'm excited. You know, it's like the fans are going to show up from across the country, friends, family, his sister, brothers-in-laws.
How many ticket requests, guys?
True. Everybody's been great.
Everyone has left us alone.
Have been great.
We've had a couple, but nobody that was like long lost, whatever. You know, we've had a handful. And Brock's just keeping it to family, our family. It's in-laws, and that's it. And it's just so it's even and fair, and everybody else who wants to go is going to come. And so we're ready for the excitement.
I just want to skip everything and let's just get to the game.
That's how I can lock him in the hotel for 4 days, and we'll go on and have just as much fun because he's the stress case, and we'll be like,
I can show up to a game 5 minutes before it starts.
You're not going
to
go watch the fountains go off.
I love it all.
Go into the nightclubs, and you're not going to pull the slots. It's just like, look, man, tee it up and let's go. What's this state been like for you two?
The state of Arizona has been unbelievable.
Just a blessing.
And very supportive. I said like, man, when this is over, I want to go text something. Hey, Arizona, thank you for supporting Brock. It has been unbelievable.
Good stuff there with the parents. I think what I'm going to do on this, because I talked with Sean and Carrie for about 22 minutes. I went about 30 minutes with Chubba and Witt. And I think I'm going to put up all the raw just so you guys can see it for context sake. Because there's a ton there, and very much enjoyed the conversation. I do appreciate the Purdy's. They're starting to see it. I told them about a week and a half before the NFC title game that, if you win, you're going to have people coming out of the woodwork. And yesterday, a guy shows up, camera crew from ESPN at Sean's work, where he's out at a spa place, Fantastic Pools and Spas is their company. And they just showed up to talk to him without letting him know. And that's how it's going to be here moving forward. But it's right here in our own backyard. And I think it's really cool. All right, we're done. That is that. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. If he screwed up, if anything on the show screwed up, it's Jared's fault. We'll see you next time.